Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's also a brand new NBC poll that they're debuting. It's supposed to be a new, more accurate poll. It shows that Joe Biden and the Democrats are in terrible trouble. Getting ready, Chuck Todd says on NBC, for a shellacking. So why are people so convinced that the country is in such deep, deep trouble? Well, some of it might involve what's going on in this stock market right now. The Dow Jones has been terribly down all day. It's down at the moment 562 points in the red for the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. That's terrible territory. We're talking now a correction territory. Just this month, the month of the turning of the first year of the Biden presidency, the stock market down 10%. That's huge. It impacts every American. It impacts our economic future. And it's terrible. And speaking of terrible, there was a giant mobilization in Washington, D.C., a claim of 20,000 people. The Washington Post says that by mid-afternoon, when they started hearing speeches about the Holocaust, the people there for the anti-vaccine rally, led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's so sad. I mean, that's the same idiot, you'll pardon me, and I use the term advisedly, who doesn't believe that Sirhan Sirhan actually murdered his father, which he did. And he was one of the isolated members of the Kennedy family who actually was there for releasing Sirhan Sirhan from his lifetime sentence. Well, fortunately, he was overruled by the governor of California. I think the only thing that's been worthwhile that has been accomplished by Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, in his term. We will go to some of the comments that were made at that rally because they're really shocking. And it all comes down to a very scary moment for the country because not only are people so overwhelmingly convinced that we're headed in the right direction, you also have a former Speaker of the House of the United States. Yes, a Republican hero once upon a time. His name is Gingrich, who wants to put people in jail as soon as the Republicans take over. And apparently he's not joking. He wants to put people in jail like the members of the committee that are investigating January 6th. How is it not appropriate for the Congress of the United States, which was physically attacked, these people who are voting on this, and some of them who are on that committee, were in fact physically attacked by people marching into, smashing windows, breaking doors into the Capitol building. Why is that not appropriate for a some kind of investigation? Now, you may not like the way the investigation's going. That's another thing. The Newt Gingrich says the investigation is pursuing innocent people. Were the people who marched and broke into the Capitol building on January 6th really innocent people? And really, are people who are comparing vaccine mandates in the United States to the Holocaust, Do they have any understanding how ignorant that is, how obscene that is, how inappropriate that is? Well, not, I don't think, Del Bigtree, who is a television and film producer. He's a CEO of a longtime anti-vaccine group. And no, it's not anti-mandates, it's anti-vaccine. and many, many, many vaccines, not just these anti-measles and anti-typhus and everything. I mean, the guy doesn't believe in vaccines, which have saved literally the lives of millions of people. Here he is speaking to his dozens of followers who have traveled from around the country for this mass march. And they held the march absurdly and obscenely on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial to try to replicate the greatness and grandeur of Dr. King. And they alluded to Dr. King frequently during the program. Here's Del Bigtree. This is clip three.
Mark my words, we will hold Tony Fauci accountable. We will hold Deborah Brooks accountable. We will hold Joe Biden accountable. But unlike the Nuremberg trials that only tried those doctors that destroyed the lives of human beings, we are going to come after the press that lied to the world, that worked as a propaganda machine.
Okay, Nuremberg trials. The Nuremberg trials went after the top Nazi war criminals like Hermann Goering and Heinrich Himmler. I mean, notorious Nazis. And he's comparing Dr. Fauci and Deborah Birx. Deborah Birx doesn't even work for Biden. She worked for Trump. He's comparing them to the Nazi war criminals. The official response from the Auschwitz Memorial on social media, quote, exploiting of the tragedy of people who suffered, were humiliated, tortured, and murdered by the totalitarian regime of Nazi Germany, including children like Anne Frank, in a debate about vaccines and limitations during global pandemic is a sad symptom of moral and intellectual decay. I would agree with that. Robert Kennedy Jr., disgracing his family and his father, may his memory be a blessing. Robert Kennedy Jr. said that, well, this is worse than the Holocaust. Why? This is clip four. Listen.
Even in Hitler Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic and hide like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died truly, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can hide. In 5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 65,000 satellites alone will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G to harvest our data and control our behavior. Digital currency that will allow them to punish us from a distance and cut off our food supply. Vaccine passports.
Okay. Obviously, he doesn't sound well. And I don't think he's well. The way that this is headlined in the Washington Post and their coverage, and by the way, there was only one individual who was injured, apparently, in the midst of this march. There was a person who was following the rules on the metro and the subway in Washington, D.C., and wearing a mask, and he was assaulted by some demonstrators and for wearing a mask. Is this crazy? Have we lost all perspective? Almost 2 years into a coronavirus pandemic that has killed more than 860,000 Americans so far, the gathering on the National Mall was a jarring spectacle. A crowd of demonstrators, many unmasked, decrying vaccine mandates in the middle of a city that has adopted mask and vaccine mandates to reduce sickness and death from the surge of the virus's Omicron variant, which has battered D.C. for weeks. Anyone inspired by these demonstrators? Really? Anyone inspired by them? 1-800-955-1776. And yes, the U.S. Government has ordered families of diplomats out and troops to get ready to go in. Not to Ukraine. Ukraine, but where, we'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Concerning the anti-vaccine mass rally in the nation's capital, organizers estimated that 20,000 people would attend the rally, marching from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial, according to a permit issued by the National Park Service. A smaller crowd of several thousand had arrived on the mall by early Sunday afternoon, by mid-afternoon, the Washington Post reports that had been reduced to several hundred. I watched on C-SPAN, which is where you go to watch stuff like this, some of the speeches and some of the rally, and I will tell you, having been involved at one point in my life in sort of this business of crowd estimates, this was not a big crowd. This was not the kind of large-sized crowd that you have for big protests in the country. It says 10 men wearing the insignia of the Proud Boys, an extremist group involved in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Very prominently involved in that attack. They lingered on the Lincoln side of the reflecting pool. They briefly engaged in a shouting match with a very small group of counter-protesters at the edge of the rally and then walked away. Sounds like an exciting time was had by all. The marchers carried posters and flags that included false statements such as vaccines are mass kill bioweapons and Trump won. Now, why the association between anti-vax people and President Trump, who, much to his credit, in my opinion, has promoted vaccines, even recently, promoted people getting boosters. So Trump won and vaccines are mass kill bioweapons. A bus was parked beside the Washington Monument wrapped in arrest or exile signs. Now, who did they want to arrest or exile? They had pictures of Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and Jacob Rothschild. The Washington Post explains the last an echo of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories involving the Rothschild family. By the way, how are you going to exile Jacob Rothschild? He's a British subject. He's a baron. And the idea that they want to involve the Rothschild family, this is like Marjorie Greene got in a little bit of trouble when she suggested the Rothschild family was responsible for the wildfires in California because they had created these Jewish space lasers. And the space lasers shot down beams that lit the fires on fire. Are we basically losing our minds here? The entire situation is unbelievable. Yehuda in New York City. Yehuda, you're on the Michael Medved show. Hello, Yehuda. Now I do.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that the grandson of Joseph Kennedy Sr., who hindered Holocaust rescue efforts, is comparing vaccine mandate to the Holocaust. What an irony there.
Isn't that amazing? You're right. And for people who don't know, Joseph Kennedy Sr., who was our ambassador to Britain right before World War II, and very much anti-Churchill. He basically was a Hitler apologist. And was, according to every biography you can read, I mean, was personally deeply anti-Semitic. And now that we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Claiming that... That somehow the Holocaust wasn't as bad as the mandates because Anne Frank had a place to hide. It's extraordinary. Also, especially with the news recently, there are new theories about who it was who ratted out Anne Frank and her family to the Nazis where they were killed at Auschwitz. But did you know that they were going after Baron Rothschild? At the same time, it's a very, very important point. Look, this is a crazy thing. And let me Let me tell you why I think it's so important, and actually where it fits into context. There's a powerful new study that was cited in the New York Times, and it's a study by a political scientist named Smith, and at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and looking at a whole series of surveys and analysis from the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, he is indicating that a major factor for the depression and what people call deaths of despair, and the fact is that all medical experts, and this is a very real thing, you can read it everywhere, you can see it everywhere, you can see it with people around you. Maybe you can see it with you. Depression has escalated in this country, and it's not just during the pandemic, though especially during the pandemic. But basically, this has not been a very happy country for a while. And one of the key elements, Professor Smith argues, and this is again cited by a piece by Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times, it's a good and powerful piece, is because politics is making people depressed. And it's a major cause of their depression. And because, and particularly apparently, it's not just the people like me, and like many of you who are political junkies who really follow this stuff, the negativity and the gloom and the doom and the conflict, it rubs off on the rest of the population. If you have this idea that that one side is accusing the other of being crooks and murderers and conspirators, and the other side is accusing them back of being crooks and murderers and conspirators, and there are people out there, and a significant number of them, who believe that there is a massive conspiracy that Trump was going to expose of people drinking the blood of children and sex trafficking them, and all operated from the basement of pizza parlors, according to one variation. I mean, when there are significant numbers of people talking about this stuff, the country's not well. And is Joe Biden right now in a position to help a recovery? Lots of new details about some of Biden's problems and prospects. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The struggling restaurant industry wants more federal aid as the COVID pandemic drags on. The National Restaurant Association is asking Congress to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It's a $28.6 billion fund that's depleted. President Biden is considering whether to deploy U.S. troops to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The president weighing options as it's a response to Russia's military buildup along the border with Ukraine. As far as if Russia moving into Ukraine is imminent, former State Department official Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News,
all signs certainly point that way. And listen, one of the reasons that the U.S. Embassy had to issue these statements asking Americans to get out is there's regulations and laws.
The president meeting with European leaders Monday. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
U.S. military has ordered several hundred U.S. troops, apparently the total is 8,500, to be on standby to potentially deploy to Eastern Europe amid heightened tensions over Russia's presence near Ukraine's border. In what amounts to an escalation toward U.S. military involvement, U.S. officials said. They have also ordered the families and the dependents of U.S. Embassy personnel in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital, to leave. It's that serious and that close. They don't do this sort of thing lightly. Apparently, what I understand is the plan right now is not to deploy any armed Americans to Ukraine itself. We already have some trainers in Ukraine trying to help the Ukrainians, and they have, according to all sources, they've made some real progress with their armed services and the organization of their army and professionalism. Of course, it's still no match for the Russian giant next door, but all of this is of a grave concern. John Kirby was giving a news conference about it at the Pentagon just a little earlier today. Okay, the world is wild. It's strange. We had been, the Dow had been down 800, 900 points earlier today. It's roaring back. I know that sounds weird. It sounds like a bad movie right now, and it kind of is. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 157. So it's come back more than 600 points from the bottom today. Let's go to Jan in Texas. Jan, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Now, with the talk of the Nord Stream pipeline being crucial to Russia and to Germany, why does the U.S. have authority over that pipeline to approve it?
I don't think we... That's an interesting question. I don't think we do have authority to approve it. I think it has to do with our alliance with Germany, as Germany, next to the United States, is the most important country in NATO. People could argue that Britain is more important than Germany. Britain has certainly been more active in world affairs. And So I don't know the details of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, but what it does mean is that about half of the natural gas that they get in Germany and depend on apparently comes from Russia. Look, nobody wants any kind of shooting war in Europe. The entire situation is nightmarish. But the question here right now is President Biden's standing, not just in the world, but in the country. Listen to what NBC's Chuck Todd, and this is not Fox News, this is NBC, has to say about their most recent poll, a real shocker, actually, about Joe Biden and the Democrats. Listen, clip five.
President Biden's news conference on Wednesday was designed to kick off a second-year reset of his presidency. Recapture his political identity, if you will. But our new NBC News poll suggests Mr. Biden does need a reset because he's lost his identity a bit. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander-in-chief, or perhaps most damaging, as easygoing and likable. In fact, just 5% of adults say Mr. Biden has performed better than expected as president. One of the many lowest, firsts, and fewests in our poll. And as we kick off our Meet the Midterms coverage heading into November, the NBC News political unit developed what we're calling a midterm meter. It's based on previous election cycles. It's basically three poll numbers you need to know best. I'm going to start with perhaps the most important number to understand the direction of the midterms. It's job approval here. The president's job approval rating sitting at 43%. If you look at history, history shows that kind of presidential approval rating leads to a shellacking for the party in power.
Shellacking? Yeah, I remember Obama used a colorful word when he lost 63 seats in Congress. He did. He lost 63 seats in the House in 2010. Isn't that incredible? I mean, if the Republicans win half that, they take easy control of the House of Representatives. I know that when President Bush lost his majority in the House, which was in 2006, he said, "We got whooped. We got whooped." What is Biden going to say? What is the holdup on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Russian gas producer Gazprom, PJSC, I don't know what PJSC stands for, needs to restructure its Nord Stream 2 operations to comply with the requirements of the German energy watchdog, BNetzA, and EU law. Only then can the intricate approval process, which started in September and was suspended in mid-November, resume. Nord Stream 2's German unit cannot be a mere mailbox company. It has to have its own staff, as well as physical premises and independent corporate services, including information technology and accountancy. It also has to own the assets it is running and function independently. Both Poland and Ukraine have concerns about whether a Gazprom subsidiary in the EU can be genuinely independent. Yeah, again, this is not a war over Nord Stream 2, the Nord Stream 2, and by the way, it's not Nordstrom, because that's Nordstrom's high-end department store that started off as a local shoe store in Seattle. No, this is Nord Stream. And we're not going to war over the natural gas, and we're not going to war at all, at least not yet. The problem here is keeping the United States' ability to actually make Russia pay some kind of price for violating the territory of a neighbor. And you may remember that way back in 1990, when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, basically took over this small independent country near him, there was a whole international coalition of some 40 nations, including the NATO nations, that went to war against Saddam Hussein and got him out of Kuwait. The idea of, I mean, what is the point of the UN or the NATO alliance or any of our international involvement unless you have that basic principle that it is against international law to attack a sovereign nation on your border, especially with no provocation? And there has been no provocation. The provocation here, according to people who analyze this, has been that Putin's declining popularity at home, but sort of rallying patriotic fervor in Russia to try to gobble back part of the Ukraine, which used to be part of Russia. That's a political ploy, not even geocentric. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We were speaking before about President Putin being tempted to go to war, and particularly at this moment. I believe he's on his way to China at some point soon. He's planning to attend the Olympics, I suspect. And this is also... Obviously, you remember when they had the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, the Sochi, how much President Putin wanted that to be an area where Russia got all kinds of positive publicity and people could admire how well they were doing. This this is part of his ploy, because when you actually look at the strength of the Russian economy, it has no strength in its economy. It obviously, remember that Russian vaccine that was going to work out so well for everybody? I think they called it a Sputnik vaccine, actually. But it has not been wildly successful. And so one of the points that almost all of the analysts make about the situation we're in is that the situation is dangerous, not because Putin is at such a moment of rising power. It's because he apparently has less public support, to the extent that you can measure public support in that dictatorship. And that happens to be the danger right now with Ukraine. Plus, of course, hundreds of years of history of Russian and Ukrainian rivalry and oppression by Russia of Ukraine. And I mean, if you go back to World War II, there were literally hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian members of the Russian army who deserted and fought on the Nazi side in the war. And why? Because they hated Stalin even more than they hated Hitler. History, as William Faulkner said, isn't dead. In fact, history isn't even past. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The history of what we just went through with the voting rights struggle, so-called, where now, of course, the Democrats are extremely upset because there are three states, including Arizona, Georgia, and I believe New Mexico, which is surprising. But there are three states that are now trying to deploy to prevent voter fraud election police. And this is not, we're not talking about any kind of Gestapo. We're not talking about any kind of secret police who are supposed to be interfering with people's right to vote. It's basically when you have complicated elections where you have both sides, each side claiming, the Democrats claiming that the Republicans are determined to do voter suppression, and the Republicans claiming that the Democrats are involved in all sorts of finagling that is even more suspect, playing with voting machines and destroying ballots and producing fake ballots and all of the charges that are part of the whole Stop the Steal narrative. With that narrative, there's now so much overconfidence on the part of the organized Republican world about the election coming up later this year that you have people doing something they should never, ever do. Talking and talking very irresponsibly, as Newt Gingrich just did, about what will happen, what the Congress is going to do if the Republicans do take control, which is increasingly likely. He was speaking to Maria Bartiromo on Fox, and this came out of his mouth, unfortunately. This is former Speaker Gingrich, clip 8.
You're going to have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate, and all these people who've been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas for every document, every conversation, every tweet, every email, because I think it's clear that these are people who are literally just running over the law, pursuing innocent people, causing them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees for no justification. And it's basically a lynch mob. And unfortunately, the Attorney General of the United States has joined that lynch mob and is totally misusing the FBI. And I think when you have a Republican Congress, this is all going to come crashing down. And the wolves are going to find out that they're now sheep. And they're the ones who are, in fact, going to, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kind of laws they're breaking.
Okay, do you think this is an effective way to get people to vote for Republicans? 1-800-955-1776. Is the idea that we're going to be having this tit-for-tat? The whole idea of trying to criminalize your political opponents really is wildly destructive. When he say they will face a real risk of jail, who is he talking about? What you're talking about, Liz Cheney responded to Newt's comment. And, of course, Liz Cheney is part of the committee. She's one of the two Republicans on the committee, and she volunteered to do that job. And I think it's tremendously important that there is a Republican voice, two of them, because Adam Kinzinger is there, too, to participate in this investigation. And to say that you have the only time in our entire history where what you could say is an invading force, no, not a terribly formidable invading force, but thousands of people with 140 police injured, and they charge under the Capitol, and you're not going to investigate it? And they're going to investigate the investigators and try to occupy time and energy? Liz Cheney tweeted in response, "A former Speaker of the House is threatening jail time for members of Congress who are investigating the violent January 6th attack on our Capitol and our Constitution." This is what it looks like when the rule of law unravels. I think she's right. Because what you're talking about here is that difference between the rule of law and the rule of men. Matt Gaetz knows what side he's on. He was in full agreement with Newt Gingrich's comments about Republicans taking power and then using that power to go after prosecution of Democrats. Here's what he had to say. Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, clip 14.
Newt's right. we are going to take power. And when we do, it's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone and fail to send a single subpoena. No, it's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you know what? We're going to get answers, real answers about what happened in the election, answers about the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and certainly answers about a Department of Justice and a national security apparatus that has gone totally off the rails. They have become the enforcement wing of the Democratic Party. The entire country knows it. And you know what? We need honest, fair, real application of the laws in our country. We're not getting that now, and frankly, we weren't really getting it at the DOJ under President Trump. There's a lot of swamp left to be drained, and I can't wait to get the gavels in our hands, to get the subpoenas ready to go, and to get these answers for the American people.
Okay, there are some things that I think the American people are eager to see. There are elements in the country, like the rise in crime. If they actually spend their time going after people with subpoenas because they're investigating or they have investigated President Trump or Republicans or they investigated January 6th, if that's the focus, what about the murder explosion everywhere across the country, the homelessness that afflicts our major cities, the drain on the economy, the inflation, the takeover of our schools by radical anti-American ideology? Those things are more important than this sort of juvenile delinquent grudge match of, no, you're a big crook. No, you're a big crook. What a disgrace for the United States. And especially for someone with some very, very serious ethical concerns against him, like Congressman Matt Gaetz. I mean, come on. We deserve better. We can do better. Sooner or later, we will get better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.